Okay, let's get into Shabbos, Yerushalmi Daf Tzadi Hei, the last full daf here in Perek Eluk Sharm, as we continue through these malachas of Shabbos, and we are on Tzadi Dalet Amud Beis. We are speaking about kosher. Remember, we spoke about the machlokas Rishonim about what the malacha of kosher is d'oraisa, and also keep in mind that anything that's being going to be undone within 24 hours generally is okay. That's the Ramah that is makel that. In certain ways, it's a chumrah, but the Rambam and the Rif that have two ingredients, while the Rambam says it just goes on how long you keep it for. But we generally are careful of Maisa, because we don't know exactly what is considered a Maisa Hedyot, a Maisa Uman. We just know if it's going to be there for 24 hours, it's going to be a problem. And therefore, we generally don't tie anything, even like says tie one shoes, what we call Aniva al Gabi Kesher. One should always remember to undo that within 24 hours. That's what the Rama and the Poskim recommend regarding the malacha of a kosher. So when he ties, one shouldn't just slip off their shoes and put it back on. One should always just untie to be safe. That is less than 24 hours. Okay, so we are now a couple lines up from the bottom on Tzadi Dalam Abeis. The Gemara says Ma. So what is this referring to? This is going back to our honor Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov in the Mishnah said that one is allowed to tie a rope in front of an animal. Bishvil shelo teitzei is the animal. Hopefully the animal doesn't go out. So do Rabbanan argue on that? What's the halacha? So Chok in our Blazman Yaakov? Do the Rabbanan argue on our Blazman Yaakov? That all it says in the Mishnah is that our Blazman Yaakov says this. Do the Rabbanan argue? So the Gemara answers, Min ma detani. Well, since we learned in Meseches Beitza that the Mishnah there, if you don't remember, has a machlokes, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, about breaking down a inferior type of wall to get to what's inside. This is the sugya that we spoke about recently, Mekalkel Litzarech Shabbos. So the Rameyer says, Af poches lechanchila venotel. The Tanakhama there says, Bayeshu mali peres venifchas, a house that is full of fruit, and it started getting dilapidated and broken. Not mevakam pachas. The Tanakhama says, you can just take from where the hole is. Rameyer says, you could break down the wall. You can break down the wall. So the Gemara there discusses, in the name of Shmuel, different types of Kalim, different types of packages. So the Gemara there quotes, the Gemara here quotes what the Gemara says there. The Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim are mode b'chosam moshe b'karka, that if somebody has a kli in the ground, like in the, used to be these garbage cans that were in the ground and the cover was like flat, flush with the surface. So if somebody has that type of kli, that it's really part of the ground, b'chosamo shebakarka, and you have to undo the cover. So the Chum agree that you're allowed to do the following. On yantif, shemefakbekin, you can shake it to try to, undo the, take the cover off. Umafkian, and you could unravel. Umatirin, and you could untie. Vechotchen, and you could cut. On Yontif, you could do anything to get rid, to get into what's under it. Bishabbos, and on Shabbos, you could do, but just a little more limited. Bishabbos, mafakpakin, right? You could, shake it around. And our girsa is umatirin, and you can untie, because it's meant to be done and undone, within 24 hours. Avalomafkian, one shouldn't unravel the whole thing. That could be a form of soser, as the poskim say. Velochotchen, and one shouldn't cut it. But what is, that's by kalim that are in the ground. The kalim b'shabbos, but if it's kalim on Shabbos, it's not in the ground, then mutter, then everything is mutter, because it's ain't soser b'kalim. The ain't sarachlomar b'yantif. And surely that would be mutter on yantif. But hata amr, what do you see from here? The fact that you could be matir. The Chachamim agree that you can untie these chosamos connected to the ground. The Gemara assumes that that's the same level of knot as Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov was talking about. So Ada Amra ain't chokin Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. They wouldn't be arguing on Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Any type of kosher, which is for within 24 hours, that would be allowed to be tied and untied. Tying it, untied. This is an important halacha also. It's not mentioned here, but I'll just mention it. If there is a knot that somehow became a knot by accident, one can untie that even if it's a serious type of knot. Let's say somebody's shoes got tied and there's a knot or whatever the case may be. So that's an unintentional knot. That could be untied. We don't say, oh, because that knot would have been ushered to be kosher, you can't be matur that. If it was an unintentional, it just became a knot by accident, one can untie that. That's not called a knot for halakhic purposes. Okay, so the next four lines, we're going to flip the girsa because it seems the Gemara quotes the line from the Mishnah and then talks about it, but in our girsa, we have it flipped. So first we have here, we have the machlokes back in the Mishnah about a pail. The Tanakhama said you could tie a belt to a pail to let the pail down into the well, but you cannot tie a rope. And Rabbi Yehuda says you can even tie a rope. So that's like with the Bipsikya Velobachavo or Behuda Matir. Right? That line is two lines from now, but we'll move that to this line. So now the Gemara says, commenting on that, Amar Rabbi Ba, what type of rope are we talking about that the Rabbanan say is okay, the Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Matir, what type of rope? And the Chacham say, no, you can't use that type of rope. Bechevel Shachul, he must nisa, a pulling rope. Chevel Shehu Meshuchal, a rope that you often use for pulling, and therefore you're not going to leave it there. You're not going to leave it on the pail. You use it for all different types of purposes, and therefore that's why Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter to use that type of pulling rope, because you're not going to leave it there. It's going to be a kesher shein shel kayama. And the Rabbana and the Tanakhama would argue and say, no, but if you were allowed to use this chevel, a chevel meshuchal, then you probably would come to use the other chevel, and therefore the Rabbana would aser. Okay, that is, so again, a real type of rope that you could leave on a pail forever, you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to use that rope, even according to the Rabbi Yehuda. So that's one line. Then we have the next line, and again, the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah in two lines from now. We're going to bump it up. The last line of the Mishnah said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, any kesher that is not permanent is not daraisa. So that sounds like pretty obvious. And now the Gemara says, the Rabbanan don't hold of this. The Rabbanan also must hold that if it's a kesher shein shel kayama, it's not going to be daraisa. Right, so what exactly is the machloka? So Ella begin to Tanina and Kadmaisa b'shem Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara just says because Rabbi Yehuda was mentioned earlier in the Mishnah, Tanina of Hachada b'shem Rabbi Yehuda. So it says this in the name of Rabbi Yehuda as well, but the Rabbana would agree to this. That's one idea. But then the Gemara says maybe not. Rabbi Shmuel, again, the next line we already said up above. Rabbi Shmuel b'shem Rabbi Zeira, Keni Masnisa. No, maybe this is what the Mishnah means, and there is a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Maybe the Mishnah is telling us when Rabbi Yehuda says, if it's not shal kayama in chayav an alav, kol kesher she'enu shal kayama v'hu l'sha'a in chayav an alav. If it's a non-permanent knot that you make for temporary purposes, you're not chayav. Mashma, the Gemara is suggesting a big chumra, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that if it is a non-permanent knot, but you have in mind permanence, then you are going to be chayav for it. Sounds like the Rashi and the Rush's shita, that it all goes by what your kavana is. And therefore, even if it's a very temporary type of knot, but if you mean to leave it there forever and ever, so then that would be a chiyav, and the Rabbanim would still pater. Okay, that's a chumra. You have to, again, work out the Rishonim, Rashi and the Rush versus the Rambam and the Rif, how you read these various Gemaras. Says the Mishnah. Other related malachazations. Makaplan as a kelim, afilu arba'a v'chamisha pa'amim. A person could fold their clothing 4 or 5 times. You're allowed to fold your clothing on Shabbos. That is not a problem. Makaplan. Umatina semitas medli Shabbos la Shabbos. And you're allowed to make your beds from Friday night to Shabbos day. There's no issue of hachana from Friday night to Shabbos day. Avalomi Shabbos the Motzei Shabbos. But from Shabbos to Motzei Shabbos, you cannot make your beds. This is the Mishnah that talks about the issue of Hachana. Hachana. If you look in the Rambam in Perachav Gimel, talks about washing dishes. And the Rambam there talks about you can't wash dishes, certain types of dishes on Shabbos because it's like tikkun. Tikkun. Oser Perachav Gimel Halacha Zayin. Oser lahadiach karos ve'ilfisin. V'chayotzei behen. A person cannot wash pots and other types of pots. If they're very dirty and not usable, it's like you're fixing them. Unless you're going to use them again. So it's unusual. What does that mean? You're allowed to do tikkun for later in Shabbos? So the Ravid says, Ravid says, no, the point here is a hachana issue. So if we use them later in the day, so then there's no hachana issue. So the Magen Mishnah says maybe that's what the Rama means. Maybe the Rama means it's kimisakein if you're not going to use them. The tikkun, if it's l'sarach l'chol, but if you're going to use them, so then it's not a problem. Okay, either way, this is an issue of hachana. We do hold hachana is an issue. There is a heter of Shlomo Zalman is quoted in the Shmir Shabbos. You have to know how to apply this, where, you know, let's say somebody goes to another shul on Shabbos. In order for a simcha, you don't daven in your regular shul. So you have to daven in, you take off your talis, and you have your talis, and you put your talis in your bag, you have to leave your talis in the new shul and go back after Shabbos to pick it up, or you stick it onto the stroller. What do you mean? So you're hachana. So two reasons laheter. Number one is that you're not preparing for after Shabbos with your talis. What you're doing is that you're putting your talus back in the place where it's supposed to go. I'm not preparing. When you put something back where it's supposed to go in its spot, that's not hachana. That's just finishing up the activity that you were just involved in. That's one way to look at it. Number one. Number two, the other way to look at it is Rav Shlomo Zalman has a svar of davar she'ein bo tircha klal, something that is not, there's no tircha in it at all. So it's not really, it can't be viewed as an act of hachana. That's not a problem of hachana. So you have to know exactly how to apply that. But that could be a reason also, an important issue relating to hachana. Okay, so the Mishnah continues about folding kalim is okay, and there's no hachana from Friday night to Shabbos. You can set the table from Friday night to Shabbos day, as long as you are careful with the bowware issues with the silverware. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Mekapelet a kalim. Rabbi Shmuel says you could fold the kalim. Atidas amitos miyom kippurim leShabbos. Rabbi Shmuel says that Shabbos has a higher level of kedusha than Yom Kippur. Right, the Mishnah talks about in Megillah that Shabbos has 7 aliyos, while Yom Kippur only has 6. Maybe that reflects Kedusha, but Shabbos is the source of Kedusha, so you can prepare. You can prepare if in the days of old, it can't happen nowadays according to our calendar, but in the days of old when Yom Kippur could fall out on a Friday or a Sunday, Rabbi Shmuel says you can prepare from Yom Kippur to Shabbos, but not the opposite. The Chelvei Shabbos craving Yom Kippurim, and also the fats of the Shabbos karbanos could be karav on Yom Kippur, just like the fats of Shabbos could be karav on a weekday, that's after Shabbos. So too, the fats of Shabbos could be nikrav on Yom Kippur, but not the opposite. Right? Shabbos is a higher level of kedusha, so if you have Yom Kippur on a Friday, and you have leftover fats, so it cannot be hukrav on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Lo shel Shabbos kriven liyom kippurim, lo shel yom kippurim kriven l'shabbos. Rabbi Akiva says, no, they're both, so to speak, equal kedusha, and therefore, they both have an isser malacha and without a heter of ochel nefesh, and therefore, you can't be mechin from one to the other. Period. Says the Gemara, de Meisr B'yanei Amri, the Mishnah said you could be mekapel, you could fold kalim begadim 4 or 5 times, kippel b'shtayim aser. So B'yanei says, though, you can't do it with 2 people. You can't fold, right, have 2 people, one hold one side, one on the other side, and fold it aser. Why? Because that's really, says the Karbana Eda, that's really fixing. That's really tikkun. Mafshita kitmeyam v'nirka basakan. That's like perfectly getting out the creases. Again, does this apply to our begadim, where it's not such a fixing? It's, you could get out the creases just hanging and putting it down. So the post can discuss that it might not be as much of an issue according to our begadim. And the, if you look in the Bavli, there are more limitations in terms of new and colored, but that's not mentioned here in the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Chaga b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, a makaplin b'shabbos b'shnayim. Same thing we just said. You can't use 2 people to fold and get out the creases. V'ahein de makapal al sifsala kiman de inan train. And if somebody uses a bench also to get out the creases, you put one side on the bench and one side you hold. That also would be like 2, and that would be a problem. Period. Okay, now we get to some Ma'amari Chazal that appears in Meseches Beitza and Meseches Psachim. Psachim Samachetz Beitza, the sugyas of Chatzil Hashem v'Chatzil Lachem, or Kulo Hashem v'Kulo Lachem. So in the Bavli, it's quoted in both those places. Pesachim Samaches said, Beitza, that it is a Machlokas. Machlokas of Blazer and Yeshua, how to observe Yantif. But let's see. Rabbi Chaga, B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel, Barnach, Milo Nitnu, Shabbosos, V'yamim Tovim, Ela, La'achilu v'Shasiyah. Shabbos and Yantif, the tachlis of Shabbos and Yantif are to eat and to drink. Wow. Eat, drink, and be merry. Party! That's what Shabbos and Yantif is about. Look at the Karbana Eda. Klomar letainug velimnucha. Kemo shenach Hashem b'yom HaShabbos. Just like Hashem rested on Shabbos, we have to mirror His image. So Hashem didn't work, He just rested. So too, how do we rest? We rest and we enjoy. V'chein b'yantif. That is what the Karbana Eda says. If you look in the Yefei Mara, that's one of the achronim in the back. Yefei Mara says, Lo shezeh tia hatachlis ha'achrona chas v'shalom. Don't think that that's all about. Eat, drink, and be merry, and that's what Shabbos is about. Just pure physicality. To beferish kasuv shetachlis haShabbos emunas achidush v'hamoados zecher l'tzias Mitzrayim. Avo b'dvarim hamevi'im l'tachlizu mayri. We're talking about what helps to get to this goal. Shehu im ha'achila v'hatainug ki zeh zecher l'menuchas Hashem b'Shabbos v'kol malachto. If you act in this way, hopefully it'll remind you. Just like you're resting, you'll think about it and remember, oh, Hashem rested. That'll lead you, of course, to the Zeichel Maisa Bereishis. Ulacheres Yitzias Mitzrayim ve'im halimut haTorah kibah yisbonenu be'ela. Right? You don't think it's just stam to party. That's not what this is about. That's what the Yefei Mara says right here on the Gemara. So Rav Shmuel Nachman says achila v'shtiyah, and the Gemara says though al yedei shahapeh tariach because the pez tariach, what does that mean? Again, some of the other girsa of masriach, people, we have to talk. We can't just eat and drink and be merry. We're going to have to talk, so you can't say you have to eat, because we're going to end up talking. So we're going to end up talking, so hitiru l'lasu gebet de b'tzorah. We could also learn Torah. Unusual lashon. See, at the Karmanei, that's 2 days here. There he has the girsa of masriach. Im lo yasku b'davar acher ki im bachilev shtia. Our mouth will become putrefied and putrid if we're just eating, because we're going to be talking. Yesh lachosh ayu medabrim b'fiam lashon hara. We might end up talking lashon hara. Lishna achrina sheish lachosh yavo l'day mius binyan hakiv akalas rosh. Will eat so much kalas rosh. Either way, that's why even if you take this approach of, you know, it's good to mirror HaKadosh Baruch Hu and have menucha on Shabbos, still, one has to pepper it and sprinkle it with Divrei Torah. Rabbi Brechia b'shem Rabbi Chia Barba, lo ninu Shabbos is v'yam l'tovim, el lasa mem b'divrei Torah, the opposite. Right? Shabbos is about Torah. Shabbos is about Torah. Right? So how do you put these two together? Again, oneg is a mitzvah. Oneg Shabbos is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah d'Rabbanan. Right? That's the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos in Perek Lamed, where the Rambam talks about the four mitzvahs. Arba dvarim ne'emru b'Shabbos, says the Rambam. Shnayim min haTorah, v'shnayim midivrei sofrim. Two daraisa, two darabanan. V'hein mefurashin idei anaviim. Important lashon. Two min haTorah, two midivrei sofrim. V'hein mefurashin al yidei hanaviim. They're midirabanan, but explained by the neviim. Shebetorah zachar v'shamar, v'shenis parsho idei neviim, kavod va'oneg. Shneamar, the pasuk in Yeshayahu, v'karas lo Shabbos oneg, v'loktosh Hashem mechubad. And then the Rambam goes through what exactly is kavod, what exactly is oneg, and many like to quote the Vilna Gaon in Hilchos Yontif, that everything related to kavod is everything we do before Shabbos, but everything we do on Shabbos is oneg. Is oneg, as the Rambam a little bit later on, halacha zayin, ezehu oneg, zeh sh'aruch hachamim shetzorach l'sake natavshil shamein bioser, umashke mivusam, l'shabbos, delicious food and drink, hakol l'fi mamonu shaladam. Chalam marbe b'otzah Shabbos, u'betikin ma'achalam rabim v'tovim, whoever is marbe in the expenses of Shabbos and making good food, hareze mishubach. Because you recognize, you're recognizing the special quality of the day. V'mein yado maseges, afilu asa el shelek, one cooked vegetable, v'chayotzi bo mishum kavet Shabbos, hareze oneg Shabbos, hareze oneg Shabbos, right, and that's what one should do. So, mishaya oneg v'ashir, kol yomav k'Shabbos. What happens if you eat plenty the whole week, right? A person is affluent. Mishaya anug v'ashir, v'arei kol yomav k'Shabbos, tzarech l'shanos. You have to have something different. Tzarech l'shanos ma'achol Shabbos mi'machol chol. Have something different. V'im yefshar l'shanos mishanes zman ha'achila. Maybe the time that you eat. Ma'yiraga l'haktim ma'acher, v'ma'yiraga l'acher ma'aktim. Just do something different to have Shabbos be different, and then the three meals. There's another line about oneg in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Shin Aleph. That's what the Shulchan Aruch talks about. Bachurim hamisangim bikfitzasam umirutzasam. Let's say somebody likes a power walk. Somebody feels good about a power walk. Is he allowed to take a power walk? Again, jogging in non-Shabbos clothes, that's an issue. Right? Shabbos clothes are halacha. But what if somebody's wearing Shabbos clothes? Are they allowed to take a power walk? So if you enjoy it, bachurim hamis angim bikfitzasam umirutzasam mutter v'chein liros kol darash hamis angim bo v'chein mutter l'tayel bo. So that is the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Aleph Siv Beis, a different type of oneg exercise. There's also another fascinating mar makom to mention. The Chumas Hadeshen in Simon Samach Aleph discusses sheila masha noagim rov b'nei adam. Many people, even those that are medaktik in their actions, lehisasef biyom haShabbos laachar yitzias Pesach Knesses, to get together on Shabbos after shul and to discuss current events. Ulasaper shemuos meinyani malachim v'sarim ve'erech mochamos v'chakai gavna imishchash iser b'davar olah. Is that okay? Discussing current events. So he says, wait a minute. Let's look in Perek Eluk Sharim. Right, Osro Laharbos Masicha Batela. Well, we'll get to that. But Shavu'ot Amid Beis, we'll get to like any Stam Sicha Batela is not appropriate on Shabbos. We'll get to. He quotes the story of Baruch Shmuel Chai's mother, which Baruch Shmuel comes up in our Gemara. So maybe it's not a good idea, right? V'kol Shekin. So you know, maybe it's not good. Amnam Gan Oim Osam B'nei Adam Mis Anginim in Gmekach. What if you get Oneg? Right? We just spoke about oneg from exercise. What about oneg from speaking about current events? Kishem medabrim u'misaprim shmuos mihamalachim misarim u'machamoseve ki agavna kiderach harbe b'nei adam shepasavim l'kach. People like they didn't have phones, they didn't have newspapers. They got it from each other. Nira devadai shari. It's mutter. Deki haigavna kasav bismak t'bachurim ha'misangim b'ruzasam. He quotes as a mashal, teenagers, our young people who want the bachurim, that want to exercise. Mutter, v'chid liros kol davar shemizangim o liros. Ha'chazinon, di'avaga v'darsho chacham v'kibato me'asos d'rachecha, shlo yihi lucha shal Shabbos ki lucha shal chol, pir shlo yarot, you shouldn't be running on Shabbos, but if you enjoy running, it's mutter, so too here, sicha b'teila. But he has an amazing line at the end, but if you really don't enjoy it, and you're just there for what we would call peer pressure, ra'isi harbi pa'amim shemiksas me'osam b'nei adam, ha'misasfim l'saper shmuos halalu. Some of those people, eina mis'angim b'ribi shmuos halalu. They don't enjoy it. El she'osam kein l'ratzon chavireyam ha'ne'asafim imahem, ki agavra nira de'eshchash iser l'osam she'ein mis'angim. If you don't enjoy it, it's a problem. Fascinating. So that's the Trumas Hadeshen, and that's the smak quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, and they're like, so these are some marmakomos about oneg. So again, back to the Gemara. So one statement says Shabbos is for eating and drinking. One statement says it's for divrei Torah. Second to last line, Masdisa Messiah Ben Ladein Ben Ladein. Kitzon Osis. The Brisa supports both shitas. What do you say? Oh, Yoshiva Ohol Yoshiva Osis with divrei Torah. You have a choice. We have a choice. The Gemara in Beitzen and Pesachim quoted the Machlokas Tanoim. Machlokas Tanoim about Yontif. But here says the Gemara, maybe you have a choice how to spend your Shabbos. It's interesting. What do you mean you have a choice? The Yerushalmi elsewhere says it depends if you're a Talmid Chacham or a Baal Habayis. And the Meiri in Shabbos Kuf Yudches says, even though you might have understood that when it says Talmid Chacham, that's referring to Talmud Torah. And Baal Habayis, that's referring to Achila v'Shtia. I think it's the opposite, says the Meiri. If you spend your whole week learning, you need to physically relax a little bit on Shabbos. If your whole week you're being osik b'parnasa and you don't have time to learn, then on Shabbos you should learn. So that's, the Meiri says, it has to be exactly a little bit different than what you normally do. And that's what the Rama quotes. The Rama quotes in Reish Peches. He quotes this idea of the Meiri based on this Yerushalmi, that a person should do something different. And again, if somebody spends their whole week learning, they can relax a little bit more on Shabbos, and vice versa. That's what the Meiri quotes here in Reish Peches. I think it's in Reish Sadi. Upalim, it's the Beis Yosef in Reish Peches, but the Rama quotes it here at the end of Reish Sadi. Paulim Ubali Batam Shinam Oskim Batar Kol Yemei Shavua Yasku Yoser Batar B'Shabbes Midei Bechachamim Oskim Batar Kol Yemei Shavua Ve Yamshichu Yoser Ba'Oneg Achila V'Shtiyah Ksas. So it's the again the Beis Yosef in Reish Peches and the Rama in Simen Reish Sadi. We continue. Katzav Echad Omer Shabbos Ula Hashem Opazik Says Shabbos V'Katzav Echad Omer Atzeres. Switch the Girsa Tiyel Lachem. That's how it's a stira. Is Shabbos for you? Is for Hashem or Shabbos for us? Haketzad ting chiluk l'tam haTorah v'chiluk l'achov alishtos. What's called in the Bible, chatzil Hashem v'chatzil Hashem, give a portion to Hashem and a portion to us. Portion to Tam haTorah and portion to eating and drinking. Amar Rav Yevo, Shabbos l'Hashem, shvos kashem, rest l'Hashem, like Hashem. Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu shavas mima'amar, just like Hashem rested from ma'amar, basar ma'amaros, nivra ha'olam. Af at shvos bima'amar, so too, rest from talking too much. It shouldn't be too much sicha schulin, karbonaida. Shalol daber sicha schulin, she'enam nitzrachim liske Shabbos. Wow. Minimize your sicha schulin. Right? This does not mean, lamaisa, our Shabbos tables should be full of talking and full of inclusion and making people feel comfortable. Right? We shouldn't all of a sudden think, oh, we have to have a shortened, quiet meal. That means that we should be careful what we talk about, the content, but we should be relaxed. Maisa, now we have three stories. One story about weekday-related conversation, one story about superfluous conversation, and one story about Bakashas Trachav. All three of those have to be limited. Maisa, because of Echad Yeslo Tayakar Rabbi Shabbos, a person went out, and this is parallel in the Bavli also. A person went out to his vineyard on Shabbos, V'ra'a Sham Pirtza Achaz, he saw a big hole in the fence. V'chashav L'gavro, he said, oh, he thought to himself, I have to put up a fence. He didn't say anything. So Pashtus is, he didn't do anything wrong, technically. There are those in the back, there's an Achron in the back that says, the Ad Elio, maybe thinking here meant, like Rashi and Tosfos say in Bamitzia Mem Gimel, Chashav sometimes means Amar. Maybe he said it. Okay, but either way, Mimotzi Shabbos Omar, but he didn't do anything. And Mimotzi Shabbos Omar, he said, Hova Chashati Lugadra Edi Godra Alamis. Because I thought of a weekday activity on Shabbos, he was very upset. He said, I'm never putting up a fence. So again, Pashas, that is Lifni Mishura Sadin. Because you're allowed to think about weekday activities. You can't just talk about weekday activities. But in any case, my law, Makhalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him out. Zimelo Sukkah, Achash Shonispa, Hashem made a big caper bush grow right in the middle, right where that hole was, Va'olos Vatocha V'Gadarta, and went up and closed in the fence, which protected his field. Mimena Hayanizon, Umimena Hayamisparnis Kal Yamav, and that gave him Parnasa, right, because he was Shomer Shabbos, so Shabbos was Shomer him. One story. Even with difficulty, Chazal matter you to say hello on Shabbos. Shelo Shalom. Because on Shabbos, we have to want to minimize. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai saw his mother talking too much on Shabbos. Avi Amar La, Ima, Shuv Sahi. It's Shabbos. Again, it's hard for us to fathom. Tosfos quotes this Yerushalmi. Tosfos, we just saw before, Tosfos in Shabbos Kufyud Gimel Amabes. That's where the Gemara says Shlo Yehi Diburach Shal Shabbos Ki Diburach Shal Chol Pirish Bakuntris Mekachu Memkar. Rashi says that means business. Ve'Niral Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says no. We know that from Mimso Chefsecha business is excluded. Ela Amar Rabbeinu Tam Kidu Amar BeVayikra Rabba. And really, it's our Yerushalmi. Rishu Ma'Yechai Havile Imei Savta. Tavi Mishtoi Sagi. They were talking a lot. Amar La Ima Shavsehu Shaska. Mashma She'ein Kol Kach L'Daber B'Shabbos Kamo B'Chol. You shouldn't talk as much. Ubi Yerushalmi Amrinan Betorach Yitiru Shei L'Shalom B'Shabbos. So Tosfos quotes are Yerushalmi, and the Shulchan Aruch also quotes in Simin Shin Vav, quotes our discussion here of the Yerushalmi. Mimso Chafzacha Chafetzacha Asurim. Quotes, but again, we have to be fulfill Shabbos in a way that is understandable for our Dor, and as long as we have all in a way of oneg and kavod and shalom bias, I think it's all a mitzvah. Okay, next. Tani asla tvoa tzrachav Shabbos. A person is not allowed to be shol tzrachav on Shabbos. As we know, why? Karban Eidah has 2 days a year. Either it's part of oneg Shabbos, right? We have to think about kol malachtecha asuya. Sheyachshov ha'adam kilu kol malachtecha asui. V'ashol tzrachav umar lehefech. If I'm asking, I'm showing that all my tzrachim are not fulfilled, number one. And number two, maybe da'aga belibo. It's gonna lead to da'aga. I'm gonna, be worried and anxious. That's not a good feeling on Shabbos. So you shouldn't ask feeling on Shabbos. Reb Zira Shalom Reb Chia Barba Ma'u Meima Re'enu Parnaseinu. What about those parts of Akasha of benching? Amar Le Tofes Brachas Kachin. Right, we had this back earlier in the Seder. I think it was Sechas Brachas. If something is part of the fixed part of davening, it's allowed. Elokai Netzar, Elokai Neshama, and parts of benching. Tani medichin kosos garas vantuch tamchuyin mileli Shabbos l'shachris. Getting back to our Mishnah, right? You're allowed to wash things from Friday night to Shabbos day. Mishachris l'chatzos, mechatzos l'mincha, mina mincha v'lamala aser. Late on Shabbos, we shouldn't be washing things if we don't need it till after Shabbos. Ubekosos mutar shen kevel l'shtia. Cups you could always wash because you always could use them. You always might use them at any moment. Rabbi Yirmiyahu b'zeir b'shem Rav Chiya bar Ashi isha bikachas, a woman who is smart. There's an Isser Durabanan of watering your dirt floor on Shabbos because it's, you might come to flatten it. But if you don't do that with Kavana, it's okay. So Yisha Bikachas, Madichab, Koskan, Ka'arakan, Tamprikan. If you wash a cup here and a bowl there, and all of a sudden the water goes to the floor, Nipsis, Marbesas, Bishabes, Bishabbos, and that's all mutter. Period. Back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah has said that according to Rabbi Yishmael, Yom Kippur has less Kedusha than Shabbos. And Rabbi Kiva says they're equal. Shabzir b'shem Rav Chizda Yom Kippur b'shachalios be'erev Shabbos. Right, switch that gear. So Yom Kippur's on Friday. Ain't token. They used to do tkiyas on erev Shabbos to announce to people to stop working. So when Yom Kippur going into Shabbos, so they didn't have to do that because it was everybody was usher at home anyway. La'achar Shabbos ain't mavdilin, and the same thing after Shabbos is no havdalah. There's no havdalah. Not even being kodesh l'kodesh. The Karbon Eidah says. The Gemara says, why don't they make havdalah? Mike Rabbi Akiva, is that like Rabbi Akiva? Is that like only Rabbi Akiva who says Yom Kippur and Shabbos have equal? Bram Kirby Shmal Mavdil? Akur Rabbi Shmal, maybe you should be Mavdil. Shekin Chalvi Shabbos Kriven B'Yom Kippurim, as we know, you could burn the Chalvi Shabbos on Yom Kippur, so maybe you should make Abdallah. So the Gemara says no. Am Rabbi Azar Ezra, Kumi Rabbi Mana, Afiluk Rabbi Shmal Lo Yavdil. Even Rabbi Shmal would not tell you to make Abdallah. Why? Havdalah is about allowing something that was asur and now is now mutter. Ilu hector chalvi Shabbos b'Shabbos shemo na mutter, but here you don't have that because you're allowed to burn chalvi Shabbos on Shabbos. And are you saying you could also burn chalvi Shabbos on Yom Kippur? Okay, but nothing changed from asur to mutter. It was mutter on Shabbos as I was mutter after Shabbos. So therefore, it's there's no reason. So Amar Shmuel achu idre brechya v'yavta. But one second, there is something that's mutter on Yom Kippur that was asur on Shabbos. When Yom Kippur is on Sunday, Yom Kippur afternoon, you're allowed to start soaking vegetables to eat after Yom Kippur. So that wasn't allowed to do on Shabbos. So why do you make Avdalah so people remember to do that? You're only allowed to do that Yom Kippur afternoon, which is Sunday afternoon. So you're going to make Avdalah on Motzi Shabbos to remind you to do it Shabbos Sunday afternoon? That's too far. So the Gemara says, okay, the Yavda and Minchav of the Malah. So just make Havdalah in the afternoon, Yom Kippur afternoon. So where it says, what Havdalah are you going to make Yom Kippur afternoon? Manashach. Kos Inkan, you don't have a cup, a wine, Ner Inkan. You don't have a candle. Some say this is just like thrown in. Obviously, the Havdalah is not with a Ner. But either way, what are you going to do Havdalah on Yom Kippur afternoon? So right before you are allowed to do this. And where it says, Bameu Mavdil, Amir Bevon Betfila. Maybe you could do it during the evening. Maybe mincha on Yom Kippur. You should say atachon antanu in that. So there's no answer to this question. The Bavli does, the Yerushalmi doesn't suggest it. Maybe the answer is that no, we're not. We say Havdalah at the beginning of days, right? We're not going to say it in the middle of a day, even if something's going to become mutter now. Either way, we don't make that Havdalah, and Hadralach Perek, Elu, Sharem, will stop here.